Well, Arizona's immigration law SB 1070 goes into effect today, but only parts of it. The most contention portions, and by that I mean the part which requires immigrants to carry their papers with them at all times or face detention, and the part that allows the police officers to check immigration status of anyone that they are suspect of any kind of illegal activity. Those parts have been blocked by the judge. Joining us now for reaction in Phoenix is Nadine Arroyo-Rodriguez. Nadine is the KJZZ Phoenix Public Radio News reporter for the Latino Affairs Desk. And first, let's get a listen to some of the reactions.
Many people think that an undocumented person or an immigrant has no rights in this country. They fail to realize that if a person arrived from the planet Mars, that alien would have rights under the Constitution.
I think Senate Bill 1070 was passed to support federal law, not to contradict federal law. I think it acts as a force multiplier for the Border Guard, because right now we have members of the Border Guard in the interior of Arizona helping to fight illegal immigration. I think if the local police departments have to help enforce federal law, that frees the Border Guard to be on the border where they should be.
So, Nadine, there had been protests planned against SB 1070 today. Do you think they'll go forward despite this injunction?
Absolutely. We talked with them last night, and they said there's no reason for them to stop. They believe that the decision by Judge Bolton yesterday is a good sign that they are in the right in terms of what this means, what this law means, but that there's more work to be done, and they are not stopping, not now. This is momentum for them.
Give us a sense of how this plays out in Arizona. I mean, from outside the state, it feels like the state is really torn between two sides, those pro and anti SB 1070. Is that really the case?
You know, that's a very good question. Yes, there are opponents and there are supporters of the law. Yes, people are, you know, argue and debate the topic. But is there that confrontation between them? No, I would say not. There is a lot of civil discourse on this issue. And people are very good at making their opinions known and sharing each other's information, or at least their opinions.
Well, we've also heard a lot about illegal immigrants actually migrating away from Arizona because of fear over how this will play out. Do you think that will change because of this partial injunction?
That was a conversation that was also touched, or at least a topic that was touched on yesterday in some of the press conferences. Yes, there's that feeling that people are going to continue to move, but not as much. One of the messages that these groups that are opposed SB 1070 were trying to convey is, you know, don't fear. It is okay. Number one, you have rights as immigrants, and number two, this law is not going through. At least those points that you made earlier that are the meat of the crust of the law.
Well, let's touch for just a second on those who are supporters of SB 1070, notably Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio. He says that this injunction will not change his day-to-day actions at all, and he's going ahead with crime suppression sweeps. How's that playing out?
Well, he's done it before SB 1070. He was doing it while the discussion was going on SB 1070, and he says he's going to continue after, and we see no reason why he won't.
Okay, Nadine Arroyo-Rodriguez, she's the KJZZ Phoenix Public Radio News reporter for the Latino Affairs Desk, talking about the partial injunction of Arizona's immigration law, SB 1070.